Hi guys, welcome back to Poetry Pod. This is our 10th podcast and it is on the poem called For Our Mothers by Felicia Olesanya. The first heading on our worksheet is subject matter. For Our Mothers is one of the longer poems on your course, and the poet Felicia Olesanya, aka Feli Speaks, has a lot to say in this poem. First of all, the title suggests the subject matter and the poem's purpose. Essentially, it is about the mother of the speaker and other mothers who have reared their families in Nigerian culture. It seems the speaker is determined to make some change. She seems determined in the opening of the poem not to do this any longer. In other words, she refuses to sit back and see the unhappiness in women's lives being covered up by the expectations of tradition and culture. Olesanya describes a variety of situations in which her mother and other mothers cloak their bitter stories, their secrets, and their silent remorse behind their clothing, their dancing, and their looking good. Even in a traumatic situation, where a mother has lost a child, she will bind up her heartache and her despair and pretend that by looking good, everything is normal. The poem is also critical of men and of religion, both of which seem to oppress women into certain behaviours that prevent them sharing their inner lives and true feelings. Towards the end of the poem, the speaker dutifully reminds her mother that it is okay to open herself up to those who love her, that it is better to share her secrets, express her frustration, anger, and even despair. In other words, the speaker invites her mother and all mothers to reveal their real feelings and to stop replacing them with what she calls confiscated feelings. The next heading on our worksheet is theme. For Our Mothers explores the role of women in Nigerian culture and the expectations which the culture's tradition places upon them. Olesanya outlines the various ways in which the emotional lives of women of her mother's generation are carefully wound and bound inside her clothing by their rituals in a society that discourages them from openly sharing their secret heartache and pain. This results in women leading a double life, an outer life that appears colourful, contented and purposeful, but a darker life, an inner life that remains concealed and is filled with heartache, remorse, bitterness and even despair. The speaker in the poem is determined to break the silence of her mother's inner life by encouraging her mother to open her heart and her emotions to those she loves and to share her bitter stories that remain pent up inside her. Other themes in the poem centre around love and religion. The speaker also urges her own generation of women to find true love and not to tolerate heart bruises or mistreatment from men, to understand that oppression is not the natural order of things. Similarly, the speaker is angry that religion seems to urge women to accept their situation, to passively pray for better times in the future. The poet, by contrast, feels that the weight of prayer does not liberate women to discover their voice. One of the most hopeful things about the poem, however, is that we can hear Feli Speaks perform this poem so powerfully on stage, finding her own voice with which to communicate her inner thoughts and feelings. Furthermore, the poet hopes that her speaking out will encourage her mother and other silent mothers to discover their voice and acknowledge their suffering through sharing their innermost thoughts and feelings. Heading 3 in your worksheet is quote 3. Select any 3 individual words, phrases or images in the poem that you liked. Say why you liked each one. Perhaps it helped you to understand the speaker's perspective on her mother's situation more clearly. Perhaps a word or phrase surprised you or gave you an interesting insight into Nigerian culture that you had not thought about or heard about before? Or is there a phrase or image that gives you a sense of hope that points towards change in the future? When you select your three quotes, briefly explain why you chose each one. We move on now to imagery. It quickly becomes clear in the poem that Nigerian mothers are shackled to silence by the traditional attitudes and expectations of their culture. There are many vivid pictures of the mothers biting their lip, leaving feelings unspoken and getting on with their lives, even after an experience as heartbreaking and as devastating as the loss of a child. For example, the image of the traditional head ties is significant in the poem, in which throats get knotted and bound. Another powerful image is that of the five-week-old premature baby that hadn't fully formed. There are several other powerful and poignant images in the poem. Many of them could also be symbols, in that they represent the repression of the female voice in a culture and in a generation. The next heading on our worksheet is language. It is interesting how the poet establishes a cultural context immediately with the opening word of the poem, Ene, the Nigerian word for my dear or mother. Olasanya also names various items of clothing that have a cultural attachment, such as the large head ties in line 3 or the traditional beads in line 13. These items contrast with the graduation gowns worn by a new generation of Nigerian women who have graduated from further education and feel less inclined to marry early and sometimes to a man whom they don't really love. The poet also includes examples of dialogue between the daughter and the mother and between the mother and father. This adds to the conversational tone of the poem. You can appreciate this much more if you listen to Feli Speaks perform her poem on stage. Much of the language includes words associated with concealing something. Think of words such as covering up in line 6 or continuing to wrap in line 9. The emotional suffering is also concealed by outward appearance and behaviour. For example, the white powder and red lipstick or dancing on Thanksgiving Sunday. Much of this language is simple yet highly symbolic. The next heading is form. For Our Mothers is a performance or spoken word poem which is written in free verse form. Note how effectively the poet's gateway line in the poem draws the listener into the poem and suggests the poem's theme. N.A. I can't do this any longer. Immediately we get a sense of the tension that will fill this poem. In listening to the poem, you will also get a really clear sense of where Feli Speaks varies her tone of voice, which of course tells us something about her attitudes towards the culture of silence. You should also listen to where she speeds up and slows down the pace of her delivery, where she adds emphasis to certain words. It is also worth watching her varied gestures and facial expressions that capture her sense of urgency, her determination not to tolerate this oppressive tradition any longer, and her final hope for change in the present and near future. When you read, or better still, listen to the poem, you will also notice many examples of enjambment, where the speaker increases the rhythm of her delivery to show how committed and passionate she is about the need for change. The seventh heading on your worksheet is sound. If you managed to enjoy the spoken word performance of this poem, what did you notice about the sounds in the poem? What kind of sounds drew your attention? What rhymes could you hear in the poem? For example, what type of rhyme can you hear in the phrase cheap compliments in line 20 or in graduation gowns in line 26? Would you agree that alliteration can help to make these key phrases and ideas more memorable in spoken word poetry? Note also the example of consonants with the repeated F sound in line 4, which reads, filling it with confiscated feelings. This rather gruff sound suggests the resentment that women feel and their unhappiness in living a lie and in putting on a show of contentment that conceals their despair. The next heading on your worksheet is tone and mood. The speaker opens the poem feeling determined to speak out, to address a subject that has, up to now, remained silent and secretive in her family. You can sense that while the speaker respects and loves her mother, she is frustrated that her mother has conformed to the expectations of her culture and chooses not to discuss her unhappiness and her emotional life with her family. The speaker is prepared to agitate for a change. In other words, she wants to make some difference to this situation and will no longer simply tolerate it, as she says, "I cannot fold my arms and rest." The speaker seems upset herself, as she imagines her mother's inner trauma, having lost a premature baby. Ironically, there may be a sense that the speaker's mother has also not fully formed, and that she has stunted the growth of her emotional life and concealed it in rituals and polite, often meaningless conversation. If you can, listen to Feli Speaks perform the poem online before you answer on tone. When you write about mood, think about what your own thoughts and feelings are in response to this poem. Did you feel the sadness in the poem, or perhaps the hope as it concludes? Can you sense the tension between two different attitudes in the older and younger generations of women? Try to include a keyword or phrase from the poem to illustrate your points on tone and mood. The final heading on your worksheet is personal response. So, was this a poem that you found interesting? Did you get to listen to Feli Speaks perform her poem? Did her performance help you to engage with the poem? Perhaps the poem raised some questions for you about how different cultures expect women or men to behave in a particular way.